Within a matter of a few weeks, public schools in Fulton County will be starting the 2014-2015 year. August 11th is actually the first day of classes. We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves to talk about a great back-to-school opportunity for area kids and parents. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you. I hope you've had your first cup of coffee already.
Well, it's brewing in the background right now, so excuse the raspy voice.
That's all right. This event is coming up July the 29th at Atlanta Technical College. That's Tuesday, July 29th. It's your back-to-school kickoff celebration for Fulton County kids. Could you talk a little bit about what this event's about and why it's important to you?
Well, first of all, we want to make Fulton County as kid-friendly as possible. We have precious individuals within our communities who need to be supported and encouraged and inspired and motivated to do well in school and to strive towards academic excellence. And so we are carving out a little bit of a niche for us this year. We're partnering with the Atlanta Technical College off of Metropolitan Parkway. And on July 29th, as you indicated, we are doing a back-to-school kickoff that includes, among other things, free haircuts. And so Atlanta Tech has a program where they train barbers, and we've gotten about 15 barbers to agree to set aside their time to cut young men's haircuts, boys' haircuts. And so we're going to be there from 10:30 to 12:30. Young men take pride in how they look, and so we want to give them an opportunity to get a free haircut, to look fresh as they get ready for school.
You know, if you're starting a new school or a new grade, that first impression is an important one. So this is a small detail that's actually not such a small detail.
You know, you're actually right. You want people to understand the importance of good impressions, but we're not just interested solely in physical appearance. We're also going to do something, provide information for parents of programs and services and activities that are available to them to support their children. And so the Fulton County Children and Youth Department will be there and showing and explaining and sharing the wonderful services that we have for young people. We have a Fulton County Youth Commission. We have what's called a START program that works with families to try to get young men and women to see the value of education, stay in school. And so we have a wide range of programs and services that are funded through Fulton County. And so our staff will be on hand to distribute literature, explain the programs to parents, and to encourage boys and girls to sign up for them. So we're going to have that, and we're going to be partnering with some of our stores to provide free back-to-school supplies. So pens and papers and erasers and notebooks will be available for our young boys and girls.
So not just you've got sort of body, mind, and spirit all covered in one event here. It's interesting to me. You've got a great list of partners here. Obviously, Fulton County's Office of Children and Youth, who we speak to on this program pretty regularly, Fulton County Health and Wellness. Of course, your hosts at Atlanta Technical College, but also Georgia 4-H, Young Entrepreneurs of Atlanta Foundation, the Young Generation Movement, and 100 Black Men of Atlanta. And that's just a lot of resources for someone that maybe they're getting ready to start the school year, maybe they're on a fixed income, maybe things are kind of tight in the household. Here's a great opportunity on Tuesday the 29th to maybe come out, spend a couple of hours, and not only have pencils and notebooks, but maybe have a little more inspiration than when they got there.
Yes. I mean, as you were listing out the sponsors, I was reminded of what Hillary Clinton said a few years ago: it takes a village to raise a child. And so all of those organizations, and there may be others out there who want to join arm in arm together to try to support our young people. They say that our young people are 20% of our population, but they're 100% of our future. And we certainly have tremendous, vibrant young people in our communities, but we also have those who are in challenged environments. And we want to support all of our young people so that they can have a good start with the academic school year have a good school year and have an eye towards finishing with high marks at the end of the school year. So we want to get them off to a great start on July the 28th.
29th. July the 29th. We're talking with Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves about his he's hosting this back-to-school kickoff celebration at Atlanta Technical College on July 29th. Mr. Chairman, you're a Morehouse man. You have a graduate degree from an Ivy League school. You have a doctorate degree. Back when you were a elementary school kid, middle school kid, there may have been people that didn't see that in you. That's very true for a lot of kids in our community, isn't it?
It is. I mean, people see me today as mild-mannered and reserved and even keel. But, you know, back in the day, you know, I had issues with anger management, and I didn't sometimes see the value of education. But fortunately, I had great parents. I had a strong father in my life along with a great mother. And they believed in me, and they saw potential in me that I didn't see in myself as a 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. And I had grandparents, and I had teachers, and I had significant others who were football coaches and basketball coaches who saw some potential in me. And so, you know, like ourselves, children of today go through those same transitional points in their life, and we need to get them to see that they have potential, and you have to be repetitive about it. I have children of my own and who are in a great environment, great parents, but they also have their doubts at times. But you have to be repetitive, you have to be consistent, you have to be persistent. And so government can play a role in supporting young people, and that's what we're doing on July the 29th. We want to get our young people to recognize and understand that they have potential and they are our future. And so we want to give them fresh haircuts. We want to give them supplies. We want to provide them with information of how they can be engaged during the school year to do activities after school so that they can have the best possible life that they can.
Well, and this is a good event. It's Tuesday, July 29th from 10:30 to 12:30 at Atlanta Technical College. That's on Metropolitan Parkway. If you need more information on this, you can find Chairman Eaves at John H. Eaves on Facebook and at John Eaves on Twitter. And you can also reach out to Daryl Carver with Commissioner Eaves' office at 404-612-8238. If you've got little ones and older children, there will be great games and crafts and a children's story time and music, as well as the school supplies and the free haircuts. Commissioner Eaves, I hope this is a great event for you this year, and any parting words for us this morning?
Well, listen, thank you to WCLK for all the great work that you do in our community in terms of providing not just wonderful music, but also great information. And we are just pleased at Fulton County to have this partnership. And thank you for giving us the airtime this morning to inform your listening audience about this wonderful activity that's coming up. And so parents, guardians, caretakers of any sort who work with children, please bring your young boys and girls out on the 29th for this great event that we're hosting at Atlanta Technical College.
Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves, thanks for joining us on Fulton Focus this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.